This is part of the series of a soft answer to tough questions. And part of that, I said, was to, you're going to be disagreeing with people, but you want to do that in the nicest way possible. So as you're listening carefully, you want to tell them what you like about what they said. That could be very little or much. So I want to talk to you this morning, this afternoon, about the tough question of world religions. And this is religious thought number two. And that is this: all religions teach basically the same things. Now, this is the type of thing that is said by people who don't know anything about religion. These are the people that say, you know, I read, they all want to bow down to something and pray to something and read something. It's all the same. So the skeptic would ask us why we put such an emphasis on our Bible and our Jesus Christ when all the religions are basically the same, but they're just clothed in different dress. Now, this concept has been expressed in the wheel concept of religions. And I have a picture of a wheel here. Well, this is the wheel. On the outside, you have the world, and each of these spokes are religions. Now, they all go down to the concept of God in the middle. It's just a different spoke, a different way of getting there. So it says something like this: all religions are like spokes that run to the center and reach God or some other truth. These religions, differing in rituals and procedures, all have the same goal and can accomplish the same purpose. Now, that is wrong, but if you are hearing somebody say this, I want to deal first of all, do we agree at all with this teaching? Now, perhaps surprisingly, we do to a little degree. We can agree that, in fact, this is essentially true of the religions of man. It turns out that they were looking at all the religions except for true Christianity. In fact, I have some books on comparative religions. Don't waste your money on books on comparative religion. That's written by somebody that says there is no truth, but we can compare all the religious people. And the only Christianity that they compared was Roman Catholicism. So you can see they didn't even get to biblical Christianity. So this is true of the religions of man. This is the way they all think. Each has a goal. Now, whether they call it God or truth or becoming the all, Hinduism, or the non-existence of nirvana. I'm not saying nirvana is non-existence. I mean nirvana is non-existence. This is where it neither is nor is not. It's some concept of nothingness. And so you enter into it where now there is nothing. See? So they all have their prescribed rituals. They have their desired behavior. So you're right, you could say to them, when you're describing the religions invented by man. The basic problem is that each is also like the others in that it is imaginary, and their goals are subjects of imagination. Somebody just came up with this. This is somebody's idea of what they think ought to be done. And what proof did they have? What contact with a true deity did they have? None. See. So then, secondly, how do we lead them? In what do we disagree with this teaching? Well, we disagree in two main ways. Two main ways. First of all, perhaps all religions can be considered equal in the vague generalities, but they are very different in the details. I've told the story before about an actual meeting that was organized between a Jewish rabbi, an Islamic imam, and a Bible preacher. Did I tell you the joke? It says the priest, the imam, and a rabbit walk into a bar, and the guy says, what said to the rabbit, what do you want? And he says, I don't think I want to order. I think I'm just a typo. It's supposed to be a rabbi. So, anyway, the thing is, they worked this out, studied it out, and at the end they said, we have very specific and to our religion very important distinctions that cannot be considered equal. So, for instance, if Judaism and Christianity are right about a Messiah and so on, then Islam would be considered wrong, you see. If Christianity is right that Jesus Christ fulfilled the Messiah, then both Islam and Judaism are actually wrong. They have a different value, you see. So each one would say, if they are right about what they believe in this area, the others cannot agree with that. There is no harmony. And so the students that were listening to this, they didn't like this. They didn't like the truth because they wanted to believe that it's all about the same. So they're very different in the details. Only those who know very little of religions think they are identical. You have to just not know what you're talking about. The experts see irreconcilable differences. Now, when our church was on Cold Spring Road, some of you remember that the Islamics bought the land next to us and they built a mosque. And they had the idea, and they asked me to come over for a meeting, so I came over in the devil's territory and sat there and listened. And that what they wanted to do was to, at their expense, repave our driveway, making it twice as wide, but very nice and paved, and so that it would be one driveway coming in, and then it would go the Baptist turn and the Islam turn, like that. And my answer to them was, I said, we won't be able to agree on this because I don't want to be that closely related to you. And they said, well, you know that we are alike in many ways. We're pro-family, we don't drink alcohol, you know, these things. So I asked one question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is God and our only Savior? They said, no. I said, well, that's why I can't do this. And they didn't kill me, so I felt it was a good meeting. The second thing that we really need to understand is that the ultimate distinction is between Bible Christianity and all other religions. All other world religions have just evolved out of men's thinking. Bible Christianity is given to us by the revelation of the Word of God. So think about it. Religion teaches salvation by the righteousness of man. However they determine what righteousness is, the right things of that religion is what's going to do you good and you'll be okay. Salvation, however they define it. Christianity, on the other hand, teaches salvation only by the righteousness of God. You see? It's not you getting good enough to get to heaven. Religion is learning or obeying or ritualizing out of man's problem. Christianity is being saved by Christ's sacrifice from the penalty of our sin. He took the penalty, so we don't have to. So it's a substitutionary thing. Religion then finally depends on the works of man. Christianity depends on the gracious gift of God. Absolutely different. Religion, by the very terms of its existence, is never finished, but ever striving, never reaching an ultimate end, but always working toward it. Christianity is settled on the finished work of Jesus Christ by his work of initiating the new covenant. The new covenant needed a sacrifice. The new covenant then was done by the shedding of blood, and then that results in the offer of forgiveness of sins. Somebody once said, the devil is in the details, and this is what we find in this situation, that in general, people seeking after a higher being, yeah, I guess we can define all religion like that, but in the details, they're vastly, vastly different. And so it's especially true in comparative religions. The real devil is in the specific details where man's invented religions depart from the Bible's specific details about God, about man, and about salvation. So we do not agree with them about who God is, what the ultimate source and the ultimate destination is. Do not agree with them about who man is. Man is seen as a fallen creature in Christianity, and one that is offered the opportunity to get saved. And then salvation, the process of salvation, where the world says, I'll just teach you some good things, or I'll give you a good example of something. Christianity says, I'll give you a Savior who will save you from your sin. So, it's a big yes and no. In the general concepts, we see there are similarities. That's why Christianity is often called a religion. But in actual fact, it is the only God-revealed religion where everything else, I mean, go back to Islam, you go back to Muhammad. Guys made it up, you see. We don't know who made up Hinduism and so on, but it was just a kind of a tribal religion that finally developed greater and greater. Till now there's hundreds and thousands of books that should be called the Hindu Bible. And they are so different from one another that this part of Hinduism and that part of Hinduism never meet, because they believe in very different things. And one part of Hinduism turned into Buddhism. He was a Hindu believer who came up with his own way of doing it, and that's an entirely different religion of Buddhism now. But and at the essence, Hinduism is not theistic. It does not have a God that all things put together, all existence put together, is their deities, their Brahma. The Brahma is the all. And so they don't have a deity, they don't have a God. So they're atheistic in the true sense of that. These are very different concepts. Shintoism is family worship gone big. And, you know, you talk about having an all-powerful God who created things. They believe that Japan was born when tears fell and it dropped in the ocean and turned into Japan, you know. This is not very scientifically accurate concept. So obvious mythology just turned into something that's the way they believe. This is what we're told and that's what we're going to believe. And then it becomes just the way we do it, you know. So we're not going to change because that's the way we do it. Matter of pride. Is there a question? comment on these, the idea of all the religions being the same. If you know somebody like this and you want to deal with them, you want to say, I can appreciate where people get this idea because so much of this is the same. And your average comparative religion book will bring those things out. But what's different is when you come to biblical Christianity, it is precisely given as God's, therefore vastly different from everything else. All right, well then let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you for your kindness in giving us the truth and giving us the Word of God so that we can understand it. You gave it to us in human language. You gave it to us in human concepts. Here is eternal, everlasting truth that is put in human language so that we can understand it. We ask that you might give us then a holy desire to understand your truth and to live life accordingly to it. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.